The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Chris is about 200 miles off the coast of North Carolina and is expected to become a hurricane before today is over. The storm is beginning to move northeastward. Forecasters are warning that swells generated by the storm could cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions up and down the eastern seaboard. President Trump reveals his nominee for Supreme Court. In federal appeals court, Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
I believe that an independent judiciary is the crown jewel of our constitutional republic.
Kavanaugh speaks after President Trump announces him as his choice at a White House event last night that was nationally televised. Democratic Senator Cory Booker says he's worried about Kavanaugh as the president's nominee.
The one guy who has specifically written that a president, in fact, should not be the subject of a criminal investigation, which the president is right now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Arizona's governor says calls to abolish immigration and customs enforcement are misguided at best. In an opinion piece for USA Today, Governor Doug Ducey notes that the agency was created through a bipartisan effort after the September 11th terror attacks. And Ducey says calls to get rid of ICE today are simply an opportunistic election year rallying cry. Ducey says as governor of a border state, he believes getting rid of ICE would be reckless and would put Arizonans at risk. Ducey says ICE isn't a political issue and that the men and women there fight illegal drugs as well as human trafficking. The autopsy of YouTube shooter Nassim Agdam is complete, and coroner's officials in San Mateo County, California, say there were no signs of drugs or alcohol in her system that may have impaired her in any way. She shot herself to death after shooting and wounding three workers at YouTube's San Bruno headquarters back in April. Investigators believe she was upset that the Google-owned platform allegedly began censoring her videos, thereby reducing her income. And Tesla's opening orders for its affordable Model 3 sedan. The more affordable electric sedan is now available to anyone who plunks down a non-refundable $3,500 deposit. Tesla's dropping its order reservation system for the Model 3. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, many of our listeners are what we like to call road warriors. That means you may be traveling from coast to coast, or heck, you may be going all the way around the globe. But whenever you're separated, it really can take a toll on your relationships, not just with your spouse, but even with your kids and your family and just your friends all around. It can be a big problem. And part of staying young is having those healthy relationships. So we're going to do a show today dedicated to how to keep those relationships alive when you're traveling. We've got a very special guest actually in the studio with us, and it's Steve Haberle, and he has a blog, howsyourconnection.com. And I tell you what, even if you're not normally someone who reads blogs, I really enjoy Steve's blog, because it really is kind of like a conversation about how you can stay connected about lots of different things. But Steve, you're a smart guy. You got a PhD from UT Austin, and 25 years of global travel. You're all over the place. So I'm curious, is it that travel that inspired you to actually put this blog out there and make this your passion? I mean, why is it this a big deal for you?
Well, it's both, Judy. Yes, what I've discovered over the years about everything, being a great observer of my own life and other people's lives, is that connection seems to be the key to everything. Mm-hmm. It's the glue that holds it all together, the thread that binds us. And I began to see that when I traveled globally, the connection got weak.
Right.
And it caused problems in my relationships, business and personal.
Well, and you had a lot of it. When you were traveling, how often were you gone?
Oh, I'm gone. Even now, I still do
You're
the
still
same thing. I'm still
traveling.
That's right. I'm gone probably 10 times a year for 2 to 3 weeks at a time, everywhere from Asia to Europe to Latin America.
Wow. Well, like, what's a typical, how many days are you gone when you're gone?
Try to be gone 2 weeks at a time.
Wow. That's a long time.
It's a long time.
So half the year you're gone.
Yeah. A third to a half.
Yeah.
A third to a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can be hard.
It's real hard. And some things that I've discovered that kind of piqued my interest in writing this was what happens to you as you're away.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I began to write a diary, as a scientist would do, that somewhere around 3 days, it's as though their mouths were moving, but it didn't match the words anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it was, I was out of sync somehow, some way. I could feel it. But maybe my spouse on the other end thought things were just fine.
Because they're still in that same environment.
Oh, yeah.
You're so far removed. I can ask the docs, do you see this with your patients? Because we see at Executive Medicine of Texas, we see people from around the globe. But a lot of these people are, you know, C-level executives. They're traveling all over. They're rarely home. Do you hear the same complaints that they're having issues connecting?
It depends how busy, in my experience, it depends upon how busy they are when they're out of town. If they're occupied with work nonstop, they are pretty well okay. But if they have a lot of downtime, a lot of lonely time, so to speak, then, yeah, they feel disconnected.
What about you?
I would echo that, and then I would say, you know, I really didn't even start inquiring about it until Steve and I had a conversation about it, about his blog, and then now when you ask them, you know, they'll say, yeah, I've kind of noticed that, or, you know, so it brought it to light, and when you bring it to their attention, then I think now they recognize it's not just them, that there is changes that occur that they were unaware of.
Judy, let me give you some data, particularly for the doctors here. If you look at the couples where one spouse travels globally and you analyze healthcare in the ones that stay at home, there's 16% more referrals for medical issues than there are when both couples don't travel, when both of the couples.
Well, that fits a statistic that married people, happily married people, have better health. So this is, they may be married, they may be happily married, but they're not really together.
Well, here's the other thing. When they analyze this, the medical problems that the stay-at-home spouse had, three times more psychological issues due to stress than couples that don't travel.
Especially, I would think, if they're single parents.
Sure. So something's going on, right? It isn't just me. It isn't things I just felt. There's something going on.
I think it's so good that we're talking about this. And like Dr. Anderson said, he really hadn't been asking people about this. But until you guys started having a conversation.
Right.
And you were out of the room, but I was talking to Steve. And let me tell you, it's going to make you feel old. How many years you said you've been?
He's been my doctor over 20 years.
I said, yeah, Dr. Anderson's getting old. He said, that means I'm getting old, too.
I know.
Doing my job well.
Well, that means you're 39, Mark.
Right. Yeah. But he keeps looking better, Judy. That's very frustrating.
He did comment about how well you dress, too.
He does dress. I'm underdressed for this, so.
It's radio. You could do it in your PJs.
Yeah.
I thought we'd do a quick round table blurt out. And this is just nothing scientific. This isn't, the meat of what we're going to get from you, Steve. But just really quick, a blurt out of to-dos when you're traveling. And I'm just going to say a to-do. You already kind of said stay busy, but I would say a to-do when you're traveling is to maybe keep a journal like you did, Steve, so you can connect not only with your thoughts and your feelings, but maybe in that journal you can write each night some things you like about home or some things you like about family. So real quick, you got a to-do?
Well, when you're on the road, don't drink.
Oh, that's good.
Because only lead to trouble.
Well, sure. You know, it's not just that, but I would think that, part of this to-do is to stay healthy, right? We know that journaling is really good for your health, but staying away from alcohol is really good for your health. And when you're traveling and you're flying, what happens when you drink alcohol?
Well, you get dehydrated.
Yeah. Then you've got all kinds of health problems. What about you, Dr. Stein? A health to-do when you're traveling.
Well, I think it was going to be kind of along the lines of what you suggested with the journal is, mine would be, write down or remember some things that occurred during the day that you specifically want to share with your spouse, so that when you do have the phone conversation or put them in the email, and this may be one of your tips, I don't know, but it's the particular thing of, the lady did this with my coffee this morning that is not just how was your day? Well, it went pretty good. The meeting went well. We closed the deal and yada, yada, yada.
Well, here's the problem. This is the real issue is the world that your spouse is in and yours, the longer you're apart, the worlds are different.
Yeah.
Okay. And so her expectations and yours are drastically different. Think about this. When I'm in China, I'm 12 hours away. It's been a hard day. I've been with people that I don't speak the language. I'm back at the hotel in an unfamiliar situation. I call her needing to connect. She just got out of bed. The last thing in the world she wants to do is say, I love you. I can't wait to be with you again. My expectation and hers are totally different.
Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. That's the time we find something shocking in the news or we're shocked that it made the news. So listen up, guys. It may be your turn to take the pill. A new pill referred to as DMAU is developing. Now I'm talking about, that's right, a birth control pill. It's being developed by the National Institute of Health, and Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. I thought that was kind of interesting, that connection. The new daily pill works much like the female birth control pill by combining the hormone androgen and progesterone, which those two are really important for the men. And while the participants in the study actually lowered their testosterone without getting any symptoms, I'm concerned. Why would we put guys on a pill that's going to lower their testosterone? Not just for birth control, but think about all of the other things that the men need testosterone for.
Well, I guess the idea is the androgen in the pill, which is a type of steroid, would take the place of the testosterone. But I'm very concerned about it. You know, will it have effects on the liver? Will there be side effects? There's a long
now. They did check the liver because oral testosterone affects the liver. I read that in the study.
Right. I mean, the previous oral testosterone or previous oral androgens had a boatload of side effects. So. I'm looking forward to studying the study results and see what's going on.
Yeah. Okay, when we get back, we're going to be talking about some very important things that you can do, but also the main factors that affect your relationship when you travel. And if you haven't already done so, follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media, and you can follow us on Facebook, Stay Young Media Group.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
The Staying Young Show, the voice of Executive Medicine of Texas, is your source for preventative and proactive medicine. Whether you're miles away or right in our backyard, trusting Executive Medicine of Texas with your health will be one of the best decisions you'll ever make. We specialize in half-day physical examinations, bioidentical hormone replacement, and age management, all in a luxury environment. Patients fly in from across the globe to feel better, healthier, and stronger. Visit emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, today's focus is on relationships, especially those relationships when you are traveling. We have a guest in with us, Steve Haberly, and he actually has a blog, a very good blog, called How's Your Connection? And you can find that at howsyourconnection.com.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, on today's Immortal Minute, we have a little splurt on gene therapy or genes. And what this study showed is a study looking at alcohol intake done at the University of Missouri. It was done on mice. But a single episode of binge drinking, defined as, you know, four drinks, can affect the gene that regulates sleep. So we talk about genomics, and here's an evidence where the gene gets turned on or turned off, and in this case it gets turned off and the sleep patterns deteriorate, and then the next night it takes more alcohol to achieve sleep, and so it starts you down the slippery road of
how much do you have to drink to go to sleep,
or drinking every day because you have to have it. And then my question as I was reading the study is, how many of these turn into the doc, I need a prescription for a sleep med, which is really a manifestation of their alcohol intakes.
So I'm just curious if any of the rest of our listeners just were sitting there getting a visual of drunk mice. I mean, what do drunk mice look like?
Well, they're a cheap drunk. It doesn't take much. Yeah. A fifth will go a long way in a cage of mice. But I think it's, you know, people, what was interesting to me is this is just more research on the evidence that what we do turns on and off genes, and it's those genes that are affecting, you know, our behavior.
Yeah, just like a light switch. So we have Steve Haberly in the studio with us, and we're talking about relationships when you travel. Because when you travel, your relationships can, you know, they can blow up and things can happen, and the connection can be lost. And not only, Steve, do you have a great blog, How's Your Connection, but you also have been successful at, how long have you been married?
35 years.
35 years of marriage and 25 years of massive international travel.
Right.
So I would say you're an expert on this topic.
Well, you learn from experience, don't you?
You do.
And my wife and I, which we're closer now than we were when we first got married. We're more romantic. We're more passionate than we ever were. But, boy, we work at it every day because she understands the disconnect.
Yeah.
Just like I do.
Well, there's two factors. What's number one and what's number two?
Okay. Well, number one, and I've gathered a lot of evidence from not only myself but other people, are days away. I want you to think of connection like a conduit. It's a pipe that things flow through. Two things flow through it. One, words. The other is emotions. As you're away from home, the conduit gets stretched and becomes thin. the thinner it is, the harder it is to get the words through it, and they get misunderstood. But here's the tough one. Think of the size of particles. The words are small, emotions are bigger. So as you stretch the conduit and it gets thin, the emotions don't get through either. So
this is
when,
a great visual.
When you're on the other end, you get words that you don't quite understand, and you can't get the emotions you would get if you're sitting face to face. So there's confusion. And with confusion, your imagination starts to play tricks. Mm-hmm. I wonder why she isn't really telling me that our daughter hurt her ankle playing soccer.
What's the hidden meaning?
Yeah. Well, I know things aren't okay. Things are never okay, right? Why aren't they telling me? Why are they excluding me? What your mind?
And that little devil in your head can really go wild, too.
And every day away, it gets worse. Now, the second factor is time zone difference.
So number one and number two are both time.
They're both time. Time is your enemy when okay. you're a global traveler. If I'm in China, as I mentioned earlier, her days are my nights and my nights are her days. And we're totally the opposite in our expectation. But I also go to Brazil. It's only 1 hour difference than Dallas, Texas. So now our nights are the same and our mornings are the same. And so the disconnect isn't as severe and it takes longer. The other thing is that it's really important is there's two ways to view this. One is with your head, the other is with your stomach. Your head will lie to you. Trust me. Your head's the one that told you to go buy that new car that you shouldn't buy. Your stomach never lies to you. Listen to your stomach. That's where your disconnect meter is. If you listen to your stomach, you know when you're getting disconnected. The problem is her meter and yours aren't the same level of sensitivity. So one of the two of you...
Are you calling women sensitive?
Well, no, because to be honest... No,
could it be the guy too?
Oh, I'm much more sensitive than my wife Debbie is. My meter's real sensitive. I feel the disconnect long before she does. So I'm not sure it's a male-female. Could be traveler, non-traveler. But I'll feel disconnected, and I'll tell her, something's wrong. I feel disconnected. And she'll say, really? Things feel okay on my end. So, yes, time is our enemy. But the first thing is to feel the disconnection and respond to it.
Well, what do you guys think? Do you agree with this? I agree with it. It makes sense to me.
Absolutely, absolutely. In my experience, when husbands and wives are separated because of long work trips, it's the guy that starts visualizing all sorts of weird stuff. The wife is typically pretty grounded and stable.
I think that's true.
Yeah, I'm sitting there thinking about, I had a guy in this morning, and his wife goes to their vacation home for the summer. They're in the one-hour time zone difference, but... it's purposeful. Now, he'll go up there and spend a few days, and then, but he's got to be back in town for work. So, it's almost like they're purposely, doing it. It's one thing if somebody, you have to do it for work, but then to, do it of your own volition is a little.
If I'm going to vacation home, honey, you're going with me.
Yes,
the only time I ever go away is to write. And then I literally, it's a purpose. I lock myself in a room and I just write for a couple of days. But other than that, no. I don't want to be away.
That's right.
Sweet?
Very sweet.
You better agree. Just kidding.
Or do they want to be away from each other?
Yeah, that can happen too.
Yeah.
I visit with everybody. So on airplanes and in the lounge at American Airlines, whatever, I'll talk to people. And I find that there are couples that do better if they're disconnected over some period of time.
Do you and your wife take separate vacations? No. I always found this bizarre.
I shouldn't say never. No, sometimes. Yeah, she'll do something by herself. Yeah, and I'll do maybe go fishing for a couple of days or something by myself. But vacations, no.
But if it's like a hobby or something, you want to go like fishing.
I don't consider
that a big deal.
Yeah, no, we don't take separate vacations.
I don't know. This is like some thing that's like come out in the last like 10 years.
Well, here's my problem, Judy, is you go back to this connection. All right. If you believe that connection brings happiness and healthiness and all these other things, then you also have to believe disconnection brings the opposite. Loneliness, sorrow, sadness, violence. And we won't get into all that,
right?
Because I believe disconnection, that's the problem in this society today is disconnection.
I was about to say, how does this apply not with time zone differences, but just
everything,
technology?
Well, I have a blog, Dr. Anderson, that's called The Technological Disconnect. And it's about what I think is going on in our society with kids and cell phones. But that's for another time.
Yeah, but I'm glad you brought up the blog because I want to talk about when we come back because I want to talk about that 2020 vision post you have.
Yeah.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're talking about relationships and travel.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lengthy rescue operation has been completed in Thailand. All 12 members of a boys' soccer team and their coach, who got trapped inside a cave system by rising waters, have now been rescued, and all are said to be doing okay. President Trump is now airborne on his way to Europe for a more than week-long mission that starts with a NATO summit in Brussels, where he's again expected to tell allies they're not contributing enough. He said as he was leaving the White House,
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much. And they pay far too little, but we will work it out.
But European Council President Donald Tusk has a message for President Trump. He says, quit bad-mouthing NATO allies. He says, dear America, appreciate your allies. After all, you don't have that many anymore. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
All right, don't forget, at the end of this and every single show that we do, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And that number you're going to need is toll-free is 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. If you get the Dementia Defender right, you just got yourself a book. So we're visiting with Steve Haverly. He has a blog, howsyourconnection.com. And, you know, we've spent the whole hour talking about the major factors that play into when you're apart and if you have issues in your relationship. But now let's go into some solutions. And then once we go through some of these solutions, I definitely want to talk about your blog post, the 2020 vision. I thought it was really good. But let's go through some solutions. What do you do?
Well, the first thing you got to do is realize that there is going to be some disconnect. So you want to extend the connection as far as you can. So there's some things you do. And the first thing I say, it's kind of funny, but I wrote a blog about that, is never stop dating. Never stop dating.
We date every Thursday night.
Okay. Yeah. How did you win her in the first place, right? Do those things.
Yeah.
Is it little presents? Is it notes? Is it that she puts a little note in your suitcase? I've had little frilly things that my wife has put in the bottom of my socks in the suitcase, so I find it. The other thing is, I have a term that a friend of mine said once that I really like, and that's give good phone.
Yeah, you have I've heard that term.
You have to learn what to say. Yeah. If she says, hi, honey, how's your day? I'm not connected. If she says, I miss you so very much.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait for you to be home. I'm connected. You just bought me an extra day or two.
Yeah.
Every time you give really good signals on the phone, you buy more connected time. Because, again, remember how thin that conduit is. You know, speak slow, speak with emotion, because you can't push emotions through the phone. The other thing, when we talked earlier about the conduit, now the conduit's twisted, too. The longer you're there, it's not just thin, it's twisted.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be really sure what you're saying and that you get your emotions across. And so never stop dating. It's real important.
Now, in that regard, do you FaceTime or Skype when you're away?
I have. For us, that doesn't work as well as just the phone.
Yeah.
Just the phone and understanding the power of the emotion that we share together over the phone. I've tried, you know, you don't always look as good on Skype as you wish you did. You know, I mean,
I don't know. The teenagers know how to do it, right? They get the angle.
I know. You know, and so I'm better with the fantasy.
Yeah.
Than I am the reality of the picture. I'm better with the fantasy.
Yeah. I think that's good. Let's talk about text for a minute, because there's no emotion in text. And so do you guys text back and forth?
A little. No emotion.
Yeah.
Now, I have a rule about text.
I send things like, how's the sexiest man alive doing?
I like that.
See, that's good, I love that.
I like that, too.
Yeah. No, that's good. And what's that doing? It's deepening and extending the connection. I have kind of a rule about text for the international traveler. If you send a text and it isn't answered within 30 minutes, call. Because you start thinking, well, maybe she doesn't care about watching her phone.
Why didn't she check the phone? Why didn't she know?
Another rule about phones. There's nothing worse than needing to connect and the other person has left their phone at home or left it off the battery, or keep your phone with you, keep it charged all the time. Because connection doesn't know hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
I might wake up at 3 in the morning and have had a really hard week, and I need to connect. Keep your phone with you. You know, I've had trips where I'd be on the plane on the way back and be watching a stupid movie, and the tears are running down my cheeks. I don't know why.
See, he cries in movies, too.
Because I burned so much energy and emotion on the trip.
Yeah.
So, you know, connection is so important. You got to have the ability to connect all the time. Don't leave your phone at home.
Yeah. Well, okay. And here, I'm going to give a phone rule. Tell me if you think this is a good rule. Yes, that's really important when you're there. But when you get home, turn it off and be present.
Oh, my. Okay. Do you want to talk now about returning home, or do you want to save that for a little bit later?
No, let's talk now.
All right.
I think this is good.
The hardest part's returning home. Think about this. You can't do anything about the past. It's gone. You know, guilt and worry is a waste of energy. You live for today. Put everything you got into today. But the future's scary because we don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, we do. How do we do that? We write a plan. So what I suggest to the global travelers, you have a plan. And I have another rule. He who has the most emotional risk deserves the most consideration. So if you, as the traveler, are the most disconnected, then you need to be the one that orchestrates the plan of reconnection. If it's her, then the same for her. But you need a plan. Because it doesn't just happen.
What does a plan look like?
Well, the plan might be, like I met a guy one time that said, I never let my wife pick me up at the airport. That's their plan, right? He doesn't want that kind of crowd and all. He said, she waits for me at home. She puts the dog outside because I don't want to see the dog first.
Oh, because the dog goes nuts.
Right, dog goes nuts. I want to see her first. We have a romantic dinner at home. We make love. That's our plan for how we reconnect. No, we don't have the friends over. No, we don't bring the kids and grandkids over. They have a plan.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, and if, without a plan, bad things can happen.
Yeah, I can visualize no plan. The dog, which for our listeners, we did have to put Buttercup down. I know we talk about Buttercup all the time, but he got a little old, demented.
I've done that.
Had some issues. That's tough. And we complain about him all the time on the show. But it's harder when, you know, you got to do something like that. That's tough. But I could see the dog going nuts. So everything turns into chaos. The phone rings. The kids stop by. And I can totally see it with no plan.
Well, think about this. I have not been at home eating in 14 days. Mm-hmm. I've been with crowds of people that generally don't speak the same language I do.
Yep.
I want to be at home. I want to reconnect. I want it to be quiet. I want it to be loving. She hasn't been out to dinner in 14 days. Yeah. She's been dealing with kids and dogs and the hot water heater that's leaking, and she wants out of the house.
Yep.
Wow. Back to that rule. He who has the most emotional risk should get the most consideration. So whoever's at the greatest emotional risk needs to dictate what we're going to do. And maybe it is go out to eat. Maybe that's what you do because she needs that.
Yeah.
Boy, but if you don't orchestrate it, Judy, it will go pear-shaped. It'll go upside down.
I could totally see that.
She'll have the grandkids over. You'll go, what? Yeah, I thought we'd babysit tonight. We've got the two grandkids. And what you want is to sit down and say, this was a really hard trip.
Yeah. I need
to decompress. Yeah.
Reconnect. Yeah.
And the more days you're gone, the more days it takes to reconnect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about this 2020 vision blog that you did. I think it's really fascinating. So, you know, in this, do you remember the blog? Do you remember writing it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you talk about filters and just briefly, people have different filters. Where do they get the filters and then how do they clear their view?
Okay. First thing is none of us see the same thing the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have so many problems. Why do you think countries have problems? Why do you think, you know,
in our own country, we're not seeing things the same way.
We don't see. Why? Because we have filters. Where were we raised? What kind of environment? How were we treated? You know, how do we see the world? Were we rich? Were we poor? Were we abused? Were we? Every one of those puts a filter in front of our face that changes the way we see things. And so first thing we got to realize is we don't see it the same way. You and me, Judy, you and I, you and Dr. Gimman, we don't see life the same way. And if I'm going to build a relationship with him, I got to start figuring out what my biases are. My bias against doctors, my bias against, what are my biases?
No offense.
I have my doctor too, right? So,
That's right.
So as I begin to remove those filters, I can begin to see the world the way you see it. And I can only have a relationship with you when I can remove some of those biases that have been developed by what I saw on television, by what I read, what my parents told me, what my neighborhood was like.
Yeah. I feel like we could do a whole show just on that particular topic.
It's a huge thing. And it's something that I believe very strongly about, that most of the problems we have are due to that.
Yeah, I think so. We have to give a shout out to the military. We love you guys and gals. We're almost at 3 million downloads of the podcast. We know you're listening wherever you are. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Medical Mania Trivia and grab that pencil for Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20...
Call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
Former wrestling coaches at Ohio State University are standing up for Republican Congressman Jim Jordan. As Jordan is fending off accusations, he ignored allegations of sexual abuse by an ex-team doctor. Jordan was an assistant wrestling coach at the university at a time when some former wrestlers claimed they were abused by the doctor. Former head wrestling coach Russ Hellickson and five assistant coaches say it's absolutely wrong to say that Jordan knew about any alleged abuse, as they say none of them saw or heard of any wrestler being abused by the doctor, and that if they had, they all would have spoken up. Jordan has denied the claims against him. Firefighters making big progress finally against the largest wildfire burning in California. That fire in Northern California's Napa and Yolo counties, now 75% contained, and crews expect to have full containment by Thursday. The county fire has burned over 90,000 acres. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
More now on our top story as USA Radio's Robin Walensky takes a closer look at President Trump's Supreme Court nominee.
If confirmed by the Senate, I will keep an open mind in every case, and I will always strive to preserve the Constitution of the United States and the American rule of law.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is President Trump's pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court, to fill Justice Kennedy's seat now that he's retiring.
Justice Kennedy devoted his career to securing liberty. I am deeply honored to be nominated to fill his seat on the Supreme Court.
Kavanaugh, who went to Yale undergrad and Yale Law, is 53 years old, married with two daughters.
No president has ever consulted more widely or talked with more people from more backgrounds to seek input about a Supreme Court nomination.
Again, that report prepared by USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Costco is ditching its traditional Polish hot dog in its food courts for healthier options. Many Costco food courts cutting that Polish dog from the menu to make room for items like acai fruit bowl and organic burgers. Many people are upset about this news, but the original all-beef hot dog combo will still be available. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat. Know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on 100 Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Well, the time is 10:04. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Fleming, right now we have an air quality orange alert, so no strenuous activity, and those who have trouble breathing should take especially care with the young children, people who have lung, heart issues, and the elderly. It's 85 right now, clear skies. There's no rain in the forecast for the foreseeable future. Sunny today and a high of 92 for July 10th. Winds will be west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies and a stray shower or thunderstorm tonight is possible, a high of 66. Sunshine, 86 tomorrow. And then interval of clouds and sunshine with a stray shower possible on Thursday. The high will be 83. Few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny, 88 on Friday. Partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to occasional showers in the afternoon on Saturday, 88. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy, a stray shower, thunderstorm possible, 89. Temperatures in the area. We have 86 in Raritan, 86 at the county complex, 80 in Kingwood, 83 in Doylestown, 80 in Frenchtown, 81 in Easton, 81 in Asbury, 82 in Tewksbury, 82 in Washington Township, and it says 77 right now over in Bridgewater. We'll be right back with Tech Today in just a moment on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. 7115 or email onair@100-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The big reveal at the White House last night as President Trump nominates D.C. Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh to succeed retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy.
There is no one in America more qualified for this position and no one more deserving.
The 53-year-old Kavanaugh has been a judge on the Federal Appeals Court in Washington, D.C. since 2006, and he's also taught law.
For the past 11 years, I've taught hundreds of students, primarily at Harvard Law School. I teach that the Constitution's separation of powers protects individual liberty.
Efforts to rescue the last four boys and their soccer coach who've been trapped in a cave in Thailand for 16 days have resumed. The eight boys who've been rescued so far are said to be in pretty good shape. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435. 400.com.
Former wrestling coaches at Ohio State University are standing up for Republican Congressman Jim Jordan as Jordan is fending off accusations he ignored allegations of sexual abuse by an ex-team doctor. Jordan was an assistant wrestling coach at the university at a time when some former wrestlers claimed they were abused by the doctor. Former head wrestling coach Russ Hellickson and five assistant coaches say it's absolutely wrong to say that Jordan knew about any alleged abuse, as they say none of them saw or heard of any wrestler being abused by the doctor, and that if they had, they all would have spoken up. Jordan has denied the claims against him. Firefighters making big progress finally against the largest wildfire burning in California. That fire in Northern California's Napa and Yolo counties now 75% contained, and crews expect to have full containment by Thursday. The county fire has burned over 90,000 acres. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
More now on our top story as USA Radio's Robin Walensky takes a closer look at President Trump's Supreme Court nominee.
If confirmed by the Senate, I will keep an open mind in every case, and I will always strive to preserve the Constitution of the United States and the American rule of law.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is President Trump's pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court, to fill Justice Kennedy's seat now that he's retiring.
Justice Kennedy devoted his career to securing liberty. I am deeply honored to be nominated to fill his seat on the Supreme Court.
Kavanaugh, who went to Yale undergrad and Yale Law, is 53 years old, married with two daughters.
No president has ever consulted more widely or talked with more people from more backgrounds to seek input about a Supreme Court nomination.
Again, that report prepared by USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Costco is ditching its traditional Polish hot dog in its food courts for healthier options. Many Costco food courts cutting that Polish dog from the menu to make room for items like acai fruit bowl and organic burgers. Many people are upset about this news, but the original all-beef hot dog combo will still be available. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community business and education.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 12 soccer players and a coach who were trapped in a cave in Thailand for more than 2 weeks are free. Rescuers brought the last four boys out a few hours ago, as well as their coach. Thai Navy SEALs announcing the news on Facebook. President Trump weighed in on social media, tweeting